All right, bad medicine number two right here.
Bad medicine right here.
Get some bad medicine, no charge.
Well, we wake up with bad medicine every day.
Wake up with a lot of crap to deal with, that's for sure.
It has been quite an eventful couple of days. We've had some things happen that we're helping some friends out with, some family members with some issues that they're having, and it's been an interesting for 3 or 4 days now.
Let's load up the plate with more stuff, because we ain't got enough stuff.
Did you see? I sent an email last week about the license. You remember?
Yeah, I saw it.
And then I never got a response, so I sent another one this morning, and I got, let me see what I can find out.
So I had a good time with the Rangers Media Day Saturday in Arlington. Got to see the Sheraton blow up.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. The Sheraton had been there since 1982, 42 years.
Now it's just a bunch of rubble.
And now it's just a bunch of rubble. And we were getting ready Saturday morning, and I heard something. I said, was that thunder? Because it had been raining. Yeah, that was thunder. Well, a lot of people thought that. No, it wasn't thunder.
You're 400 pounds of dynamite.
It was the implosion of the Sheraton Hotel, 19 floors. It was part of the skyline there, right around Six Flags, you know, Rangers Stadium. That's where the visiting teams used to stay. But the Lowe's Hotel chain has built a Lowe's Live and a Lowe's Hotel right next to Globe Life Field. And they've already started building what they're going to call an Americana over there on that lot where the Sheraton was. They bought it in 23. We didn't know that. And we loved that hotel. We loved the big pool
they had.
It was just, you know, back in 1984, it was that, like what the Lowe's is now, that's what it was then. It was that first-class hotel that was just really, really nice, and the people there were great. We loved it.
We liked the cook there, too. She was cool.
And when we left, we got a picture of the rubble.
Send that picture to me, because I never got that.
Yeah, I know. I haven't sent it to you, so I'll have to...
Joke of the day from Avon.
Oh!
Well, we got to meet Josh Young, too. Got his autograph.
Yes. When you go to affiliate day, if you're one of the first 60-some... There weren't even that many people there. You get to go down on the field and watch batting practice. And they usually have players come out. They did mention coaches, but I don't know if any coaches came out. And they will sign things for you. Well, here comes this player. And he looks young, and I thought, oh, we got another young one, you know. And he's standing in front of us, and he signs my hat and yours, because we get a gift bag with all kinds of Rangers stuff in it. And we got caps, and he signs it, and I looked at it, and I thought, surely that's not Josh Young. And when he passed us, we saw his number, and so I looked up, Texas Rangers number 6, Josh Young. Oh my gosh, we were freaking out.
We were like 3 inches away from old
Uncle
Josh.
He was right there in front of us. Right there. And I had my little clear plastic Texas Tech bag with all my little things in it, because you can't bring in a big purse, you know. So that was fun. We were both just starstruck by that.
A little hot on the field down there. I was dying of heat stroke.
It was warm down there. It was kind of strange.
Must be all the Broadway lights or something.
And we got to go up to the suite. And the suite we're in is right by the right field foul line where the pole is. And they didn't do so good that night. The score, they got
6-0.
Shut out 6-0. But they ended up winning the series. They won Saturday and they won again on Sunday. So good for them that they pulled that out. But it's just a lot of fun. They cater a meal, they have drinks, they have
M&Ms if you're lucky to get some M&Ms.
Well, they didn't seem like they had as much candy. Of course, the people from Louisiana were there that like to take all the candy, and maybe that's why they didn't have it out like that, because they usually put it in little baskets on the tables, and they didn't do that this time.
Lots of good food. Thanks to Isabel for lining it all up, and Jake the Snake can too.
Jake the Snake.
I had a good visit with old Jake Meister. He's young.
Apparently they call call Isabella Bella.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they call her Bella.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How do you know
Jake
that?
Jake and Bella. Because you were joking with her about getting into the broadcast booth. She said, yeah, I don't think they're going to be calling Bella to come in there to do that. So I'm like, oh, they call her Bella. All right.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
She's from Long Island, isn't she? Or somewhere out there?
Well, I think she has family up there. Yeah. I'm not sure she's from there, though. I don't know that she grew up there.
She's a little calmer this year than last year.
This is her third year. The first year she was rattled. She was just frazzled the whole day. And last year she was much better. And this year she seems like she's got it together. And I told her, we really appreciate that you're still here.
Yeah, she's cool.
There was a time they had turnover every year. We had a new person. Oh, great. Now we got a new one.
Friday morning our new receiver came in for the Rangers. We hooked it up ourselves and then had to go there.
We plugged it in. We called Skyview. And everything has worked since then. So, and it's not even hooked up. It's not even set up to do the satellite feed. It's just internet. And right now it's looking really good.
That's the way to go, man.
Yeah.
We're moving into the 94th century.
The nine. Well.
So thanks to Jake and Bella and all those people.
Yes.
Angie Swint, who was supposed to come by and say hi and never did.
Nobody really came by to say hello. They kind of said, when we walked out, they said, oh, well, good thanks. To see you. Goodbye. You know, that kind of stuff. But it was, we didn't get to talk to Eric Nadel and Matt Hicks.
Not even Chucky Morgan.
Because it was a national.
Televised game.
Nationally televised game. So they had all the stuff they had to do. It was a big deal. And then is it FIFA? They're having
the World Cup
at Jerry's World.
We saw some people in the hotel from somewhere. I don't know where they were from.
We could tell they were part of the soccer.
They're watching, talking to somebody on FaceTime. It's like,
yeah,
shut that thing off.
There was a guy at breakfast talking to someone on FaceTime, and we could see the person on his phone, and the person didn't have a shirt on.
It's like, I think he was at the pool.
Not only is he on the phone, the guy doesn't have a shirt on, and we can see that.
And we're eating breakfast.
And we're eating breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our waiter cut his thumb. And then it was just downhill from there.
The biggest mess ever.
Like, the day before we had breakfast, you got the same breakfast. And you didn't get the toast. And you asked the guy, does this come with toast? No. He said no. So he charged you for the toast that it was supposed to come with. And then the second day, the guy cut his thumb. And you got your food. He said, oh, I'll go get your toast. And he never brought it. And then...
Then
so
he wanted to know if I wanted
it. Taking the cost of the coffee off, so that kind of...
Oh, he came back out, says, you want the damn toast now?
He said,
like,
oh,
no,
you want me to give you the toast to go? And I was like...
Walk around eating toast.
No, we're not going to drive, 6 hours eating toast in the car. No, the toast comes with the meal.
Go back to Germany or something.
So he ended up taking the price of the coffee off. So that kind of evened out what happened the day before. It all worked out, right? It all comes out in the wash.
They had the city managers conference going on at the old hotel, too.
The Texas Association of City Managers were there. So there was a lot of people in that hotel.
Oh,
there were families, and there were city managers, and there were soccer people, and then there were... We might have been the only affiliate that stayed in that hotel. Because
they were over with the homeless camp, I think.
They either drive in and drive home. I don't know why they drive home after that game, because that's late.
Uh-huh.
Or they stayed at a different hotel that was a little less expensive.
Well, we went to Troy's Bar, and it was a disaster.
Yeah, Troy's Bar, the service
was awful.
Well,
that was not bad.
They had a band there to have live music. That's one of the reasons.
No, the
we
band
go
came
there
to eat.
Right? So they had a band, they were set up, and as soon as we sit down, they start, they're playing, they're just doing an acoustic set. They're just playing music, the drummer, the guitar, and I'm like, this is really good. And then they play a song. The guitar player's singing. Sounds pretty good, kinda like a bluesy thing. And that was it. We were there for a good 40 minutes. They sat down to eat and just sat there and talked the whole time. They never went back on stage. I thought, okay.
Very strange setup there.
It was. It was
Troy's
strange.
Because
normally they take like a 10, 15-minute break. No, they just took a break, and I don't know that they ever went back on stage. They were eating food and having a good conversation, and I don't know. I guess they were just getting paid for that.
That one dude that was older played the bass or whatever.
Yeah.
He was talking to the guy next to him. You get your Social Security check this weekend?
When does your check come in? Mine comes in at the end of the month.
I have direct deposits.
The guy who played guitar, he was really good.
Yeah, he was.
He was the younger guy, and the other two were a little older.
Joke of the day from Avon B.
We still haven't read the joke of the day?
No, because I'm talking about the media day for the Rangers.
Oh, yes.
We did meet some people that day that I hadn't seen in a long time.
You know, it's just...
Uncle Will.
It's just my luck, right?
You don't say nothing to nobody.
I don't say anything. I'm just with you, and, you know, you start talking to people, and I kind of join in, and you're talking to somebody from this area, from a radio station in this area.
Me and my buddy.
And I thought, well, I'm going to talk to somebody. So here's this guy. We're waiting for the elevator. I said, so where are you guys from? Oh, we're from Oklahoma.
Antlers.
Yeah. And I said, Antlers? I don't know where that is. And then he mentions two other towns. And I'm like, oh, really? I don't know where those towns are either. But I just acted like I did. And, and I said, well, he used to work in Oklahoma at radio stations in Oklahoma. And the guy goes, yeah, I know. He was a farm broadcaster. And I thought, oh, great. It's somebody that knows you that hasn't said a word to you.
Well, he looked a lot different in 1993 than he did in 2026.
Yes, he said he had long, shaggy hair back in 1980.
He was like a kid.
Well, it was in the 90s.
He was probably 16 at the time.
And you said, oh, yeah, you guys had stations up in Tulsa. Yeah, we sold those. And so they have Paris.
No, they have Hugo, Oklahoma. That's all they got.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they don't have Paris anymore.
No, they never had Paris. They had Hugo, Oklahoma. That was it.
Well, he said you worked in Paris.
And I said, I've never worked in radio in Paris, Texas.
Well, when he said that, you said, yeah, Paris.
I didn't want to go down that damn
you
road.
And I thought,
I know
oh.
what I said. I mean,
and I thought, oh,
I've never worked in Paris,
worked
Texas.
He's worked in Paris, and he's never told me that. And you said, no, I've never worked in Paris. I just said yes. I just smiled and said yes anyway.
He has a big ego now.
Well, he's a radio station owner, apparently. To his dad, yeah. So, we'll see what kind of a train wreck he's made out of that.
Well, we'll see. You know, sometimes it's better just to agree with people. Well, yeah.
That's what I was saying. I thought it was funny that you just agreed with him. That's what I was saying. I thought it was hilarious.
He got Paul's Valley, Oklahoma confused with Paris, I bet.
Maybe that's what it was. Because you just smiled and, yeah, Paris. And
I bumbled loser and then I walked away, you know?
And
I ain't got time for this
and
crap.
And the two of you never spoke again.
I ain't got nothing to say to Will.
So he was like a lot younger than you.
Yeah, he's probably 20 years younger than me, I bet.
Okay. Well, he doesn't look 20 years younger.
Well,
he's got a lot of
neither
gray
other
hair.
Dude I met yesterday.
Yeah.
We won't go there. Let's get the joke of the day done, because Pastor
it's
Ted's supposed to call.
Oh, that's right.
At 8:15.
Talking about Dadfest.
What does a piece of toast wear to bed?
Oh, you mean the piece of toast that doesn't come with your breakfast?
Yeah, for $10.
But really does?
Yeah.
I don't know. What does a piece of toast wear to bed?
Jammies.
Oh, jammies! My favorite. Gotta get your jammies. Get your jammies on.
When's the farmer's market anyway?
Friday.
This
Friday, 9 o'clock, 3 days. 9 to noon, coming up. First
right.
day of the first of this season of the farmer's market. Still going on north side of the square, right where Cobb's department store used to be, just a couple of doors down from the coffee shop. Head on over there and get you some great stuff. If you want to be a vendor, give Shoot B a text. Or give her a call at 647-7006. And it's going to be going on all summer.
By the way, that...
long as they got stuff.
That bug spray, which has sunscreen on it, I used yesterday.
Yes.
Mm.
You love that stuff. You
I
said
still
my
smell
skin
it.
Feels soft and it smells great. And I'm like, okay.
Got the old mower out for a couple rounds.
Yes, we did have to mow. I had a feeling when we got back you'd have to mow. And you did. We got a little patch out there to finish, but
Yeah, like it's 100 degrees. I'm good.
You
I don't
came
need to
in
be
and,
out there all day.
I mean, like the first time you came in, your legs were caked with dirt. It looked like you had brown socks on. I was like, wow. Because you said, I think something bit my foot. And you picked up your foot and I looked and I thought, oh my gosh.
That Avon stuff was good.
Yes,
man,
it was.
I need some more
always good.
Bottles of that stuff.
It's always good stuff.
I sprayed my whole body. I never got bit once by nothing.
That's a first.
ABC Big News 2 in New York City today.
New York City.
A New York man accused of a little scheme activity in the Texas oil field business.
Oh, well, he's actually from Pittsburgh, but he lives in Long Island,
yep.
New York.
He ripped off people for $1.2 million. Has been now arrested by the sheriff.
Yes, he has been arrested, and he's going to face the music.
First-degree felony charges, according to the 143rd District Attorney's Office in New York.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Wow. But they're sending it back to Texas, right?
Yep, he's coming back here for the electric chair, probably.
He's not from Texas, I can tell.
He's not from Texas,
by
I can tell.
By the way, he's two-stepping out of the room with all the money.
Yeah. You got to watch out. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Got you around the corner every time. Got the Jeep of the day today.
Oh, we have a Jeep.
It's been a while.
Of the day. It has been a while.
Now, this Jeep looks nice. I would have bought it if I wouldn't have read the caption.
Oh.
2009 Jeep Wrangler 4x4 Sport 4-door with low miles on it, actually. Only 133,000 miles on it.
Is that when it died?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
No. And they only want 8,600, but here's the caption.
Okay.
2009 Jeep Wrangler 4-wheel drive runs great, but...
Oh, there's always that but.
At higher speeds will occasionally wobble.
Oh, the death wobble. We love that.
We talked about the death wobble Saturday.
We talked about it yesterday.
Oh, yesterday?
Yes.
With who?
Terry.
Oh. This was my daily driver for 3 years, but now I've upgraded to one that doesn't wobble. Now, when it wobbles at high speeds, the doors will fall off. Oh, no, the top and doors come off. Okay. Great for cruising around in the summertime, it says.
Well, yeah, you take up the doors and the top, cruise around 100 degrees, get sunburned, get dehydrated.
Dust in your eyes.
Yeah.
You know.
Smell all that exhaust driving around you.
Runs great, except higher speeds, like the speed limit, it starts to wobble.
Like the speed limit.
Keeps you awake that way. You don't fall asleep when you're driving.
It needs one of those signs on it, like they have on the fenders on the U-Haul trailers that says...
Nothing over 55.
Nothing over, so it needs one of those on it. Or it needs one of those alarms that goes off once you get to that beep, 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 beep. You know, you're going too fast.
Could be Raider Express, 55 miles an hour.
Put that governor on there.
10 days to get to California.
Or 14.
From the Plainview Herald in Plainview.
Oh, the not Daily Herald.
Plainview ISD voted 5-0 to opt out of the Senate Bill 401, barring homeschool students from UIL activities in the district.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So they're barring them.
Yep. 5-0. Wasn't even close.
Holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Used to be a former teacher over there in Peaville.
I was. I am a former teacher from that community, and that's the only place I've ever taught. and the only place I will. I'm done.
You're done.
I'm done with that.
No, not going back there.
No way.
Grew up in the 70s. Here's something funny. If you ever pretended to smoke candy cigarettes and drink from a wax Coke bottle.
Oh, yes.
I did
both of
those.
Remember the little wax bottles that had... What was that in there? Like, wasn't it like a...
little sauce in there.
Wasn't it like Kool-Aid or something in there? Yeah. I didn't like either of those things. I thought the candy cigarettes tasted gross. They didn't really have much flavor. And then...
And they're hard as a rock.
Yes. And then those little wax bottles, I thought that was weird. I didn't like the wax either.
Well, the reason they made them hard is because you had to go to the dentist the next day and get your teeth fixed.
There you go. Breaking a tooth.
Avon B said the good old days of candy cigarettes and
I know.
Wax Coke bottles.
Can you believe they even made those? The people, kids would pretend that they were smoking.
I'm going to get my cigarettes out.
Got to get them started young, you know.
Get those Lucky Strikes out.
Oh, my gosh.
Over 300 flights canceled at Denver's airport yesterday from thunderstorms and large hail yesterday.
Oh, really? Yesterday?
Yesterday afternoon.
I didn't hear about that.
In the old Denver town.
Goodness.
Don't fly to Denver in the winter or summer.
Winter.
It's blizzards in the winter, hailstorms in summer.
You know, but the way that the weather has changed, this stuff happens even in the spring and the fall.
Otherwise, you'll be flying from here to Grand Junction, Colorado, and then over to Utah, and then back up to South Dakota.
This is one of the reasons why we like to drive. Because, like, even when we were driving out to Arlington on Friday, there were storms popping up around us. They were in front of us, they were south of us, north of us, and we happened to just hit it just right, where we avoided all of that. I think we got 14 sprinkles on the windshield.
Just enough to mess up the bugs, so you couldn't see nothing.
And then when we got to Arlington, I think our windshield was just a little bit more wet than that.
A lot of people over there in the big Metroplex.
Oh, man. I told somebody, I said, we have one traffic light. We really like that. That's our kind of town.
So we only talked to three people from the media Saturday.
Yes, somebody from Amarillo, and then we did talk to Isabella.
Well, I'm talking about media, not her. About radio stations.
Who else did we talk to?
The dude that gave you the pen to write on the cap and stuff.
Oh, yes.
Whatever his name was.
Now, every other time that we've been there for autographs, the players come out with a little Sharpie. Well, Josh Young didn't have anything.
Yeah, nothing.
So, and we didn't have a pen, and I was freaking out. So
this guy go to the dollar store.
Had an extra pen. And then I thought, well, let me get Eric Nadel's signature on here, right? And he wouldn't use the pen. He wanted to borrow somebody's Sharpie.
Eric, how about
that's weird.
I think Eric was annoyed.
He seemed not himself.
No.
Not his usual happy, friendly self. I don't know what was going
Seems
on
Seemed stressed
there.
Out.
Yeah. Maybe it was because
national
of
TV.
The national, yeah, broadcast thing.
I bet it was. That's a big deal.
Yeah, because he's always been great.
He's the Hall of Fame voice of the Rangers.
He kind of stayed in that one corner and talked to just that one group of people. He didn't really move around.
The people you have in your life affect your nervous system, so choose wisely, it says.
Oh, boy. Do they ever.
That's a quote of the day.
That is a quote. Yes, the people in your life affect your nervous system. Choose wisely.
The Apollo Medflight people in Amarillo are hiring a communication specialist if you need a job.
Oh, if you're good at communicating.
If you can stay calm under pressure and thrive in a fast-paced environment.
Ooh, calm under pressure and thriving in a fast-paced environment. There you go.
There would be a lot of stress with that.
That sounds like it.
No thanks. So, microbes of an ancient mummy from News Channel 10 was found to be alive more than 5,000 years later.
What? Alive?
Microbes of an ancient mummy.
Oh, microbe. Oh, really?
Pieces of, you know, microbiology.
Oh, how interesting.
5,000 years later.
5,000 years later. Are they going to clone the mummy?
They're going to clone it into a sheep.
With the microbes? That sounds scary.
From ESPN News today.
Oh, ESPN.
Texas Tech and the Texas Game 2 is the most watched college softball game on record with 2.5 million, with a peak of 3 million people watching.
Really? We watched some of that.
Game 1 had 1.9 million viewers. And let's see. Overall, the second most watched finals overall.
You know?
So, you know. That's pretty good.
It's nice to see women's sports getting some attention.
Finally. Rather than cooking and cleaning and all that crap, you know?
Well, you know, that's
ain't
the
no
woman's job. You don't know how things are done around here. You know?
Go mow the yard. Will y'all watch?
Oh, man. I'm just really feeling for Sarah. My heart goes out to her, all that she has to take care of and do.
Choose wisely. Here's a little deal from my buddy Wayne Johnson up there in Colorado. Colorado. Trey McBride has a football camp coming up July 10th in Fort Morgan, Colorado. He's in the NFL now.
Trey McBride.
Yeah, Trey McBride.
I guess he's not from McBride in the ride.
Mustang High School.
Oh, really? Trey McBride. Let me look him up.
Trey
McBride.
I believe he went to Colorado State, and now he's in the NFL. Pretty cool. Looks like he's a receiver or something.
He's a football tight end.
For the Falcons?
26 years old. He's with the Cardinals. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he played college football at Colorado State.
Yep.
He won the John McKay Award and was named a unanimous All-American.
So you can come from a small town and let it rip.
Selected by the Cardinals in the second round of the 22 NFL draft. So 4 years he's been in the NFL. Oh, he's actually 26.
Yeah. I wish I would have went to the NFL. Wouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
I'll be in the lounge chair with my Coca-Cola.
He's going to be 27 in November. So, oh, guess where he went to high school?
Fort Morgan High School.
Oh, I wasn't listening. I was reading. I already told you that.
He went
Fort
to
Fort Morgan High School. I already told you that.
219 Southwest 219 Southwest Street in Fort Morgan, 80701.
Hmm.
My phone number was 970-867-7271.
Well, somebody will call that number and see who answers.
The radio station will. That was the radio station number. Taylor Swift becomes the first woman to hit $2 billion.
Oh, really?
In the music business.
So her billionaire status just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
$2 billion net worth.
Even though she bought all the rights, she had to pay for the rights to all of her music, she's still a billionaire.
Tell you what, I don't know what she did.
And Garth Brooks is trying to get into that world by selling all of his
music. She gave him a loan.
She's going to give him a loan.
A payday loan.
He must need the money if he wants to sell.
She's going to work at Bob Mills selling furniture like we were told a couple days ago.
Yes, that was really surprising to me that somebody who has been in, had a syndicated radio show, not going to say their name.
No.
That was broadcast all around the country and has had a lot of success in this world, in this radio world, comes back home to take care of their dad and is working at a furniture store as a salesperson. I'm thinking, I thought you would have more, you know, that you wouldn't need a job like that.
I was scratching my head.
I'm scratching my head.
Because 2 plus 2 don't equal 4 on that deal.
That doesn't really add up very well, does it? No, not really.
Pat Donnie from DFW Sports, or Donnie, whatever his name is.
I didn't know there was a DFW Sports.
Oh, yeah, his almost DFW Sports gig.
All right.
He said, who is the most underrated Dallas Cowboy, an underappreciated Dallas Cowboy quarterback? There's 4 choices. You ready?
Okay, 4 choices.
I'll tell you who I think when we're
underrated
done.
Underrated and underappreciated?
Yep.
Okay.
Number 14, Craig Morton.
I don't know who that is. No idea. Starting off really bad.
Number 11, Danny White.
I do know who Danny White is.
Number 9, Tony Romo.
Unfortunately.
Number 4, Dak Prescott. I pick Danny White.
Danny White. I'm going to go with Danny White as well.
Yep.
I don't think he really got the credit he deserved.
No, he was pretty good. He's living out in Arizona now, you know, watching out for the golf courses.
Enjoying the good life. Playing golf every day.
He was good. Yep. Number 11, Danny White.
So what was the final, or is that just...
That was just a little trivia question, you know. He wanted to find out what you thought, Pat from DFW Sports.
And I wonder what the whole survey came out to.
It doesn't say. It says vote now, results later.
Oh, okay. Let me look.
I think somebody forgot to call today.
Yeah, I was looking at the clock. I thought, well, it's 8:17.
Oh well,
no,
I lined it all up.
DFW Sports. Let me look that up.
Pat,
and see.
Donnie. He works for a sports TV station and does his own gig.
Well, that's kind of what you have to do, right? You got to...
Double dip.
Yep.
We triple dip here.
We there ain't no dipping around here. We're just trying to survive.
Well, you know, I can't fall off the floor. Right?
The most random Dallas Cowboy you can think of.
Underappreciated Dallas Cowboy quarterback.
No, no. This is the most random Dallas Cowboy name you can think of.
Well, that's not what I have. What are you talking about?
It's just a question. It's a different question.
Oh, a different. Oh,
from
okay.
The same page.
Okay.
It's a different question.
Okay. Who is it?
Oh, no. You're supposed to come up with.
Who are you gonna pick?
I don't even know most of those people.
Well, don't talk about it then.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna pick Roger Staubach.
So a lot of people said Danny White on this number 11, Danny
yep.
White. Yeah.
I had a dream about Roger Staubach.
Well, someone said Don Meredith.
Dandy Don. He wasn't even on the list.
No, but that was someone that they thought of that they thought was in that same category.
He's good.
I think all of these other people, of course, I don't know who Craig Morton is, but Dak Prescott and Tony Romo have been given so much more attention than they deserve, and I think Danny White was far and above them.
I vote for Danny because he was a good guy.
Yeah.
Anybody with the name Danny.
Well.
Huh?
Of course.
So here's what I was telling you earlier today before we got into the farm studio.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you ready?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Did you curl your hair today?
Today's the day this little turtle might end up hitting you. I don't know.
No, it won't.
Oh, yeah.
I got it now. We'll have a fight over the turtle.
Oh, I've had enough. Go ahead.
Well,
we only got
9 damn minutes, so let's get with it.
Come on.
We got 7 things to talk about.
7 things.
A emotionally unavailable man will do these 7 things in a relationship.
Oh, emotionally
unavailable man.
What percentage of men do you think fall into that category?
99.999. Because they're all a bunch of bums.
I'm glad you said it, not me.
Number one, being too critical.
Oh, critical.
When you cannot connect well with emotions.
Mm, yeah. Well, it's hard to connect with emotions.
When you're not connected enough.
When you're not connected at all.
Number two.
It's kind of like when we first came here and the air conditioner didn't work and Jimmy said that the connector wasn't pushed in all the way, right? And so
the
there
fuse.
Was no, right. So it wasn't connecting. It's like that. It's not connected.
That's a good example.
Yeah.
Number two, cannot take the blame.
Oh, my gosh. Take the blame? Really? It's never their fault.
Men
ever.
Who do that tend to pass the blame to somebody else.
Always. Always. You got to have somebody else involved so you can
your
blame
Your fault. You
them.
Can't do everything. What's your problem?
You
go out and mow and then dig a ditch
take
and make supper.
Take care of it all.
Run the damn vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
Number three. Self-centered behavior.
If you're blaming other people, you know.
Men with that will usually be self-centered.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be selfish and devote every penny to themselves.
To themselves. Yes.
Number four.
3 pickup trucks and 2 cars.
And whatever else they got. Number four. They seek intimacy way too soon.
Oh, really? Way too soon. Okay.
They're not in touch with their emotions.
That's not what I expected. Oh, no. Well, they don't, like, there's no connection, remember? It's not connected. So there aren't any. The emotions are on this side, and the person is on that side, and they just never meet.
Number five, ex-partners are always to blame for their failures.
Of course. All of the relationship failures are because of the other person.
This is... It's true when they talk about former relationships.
What's true?
Ex-partners always are to blame.
Oh, yes.
For my
yes.
failures, it's your fault because I'm so worthless.
And I live in squalor.
I told you earlier that this was going to be funny.
This is good.
Number six.
This is a list I've never heard before. No, number six.
No, arrogance.
Okay.
Arrogance.
Oh, yeah.
Unavailable men are usually arrogant and annoying. Mm. They brag, they show off the stuff they have, and act cocky.
Unwarranted arrogance, yes.
It's not an indicator of self-esteem at all.
No, actually, arrogance is an indication of the lack
yep.
of self-esteem. Because you want people to think you're something, you know.
Number seven, this is the last one.
Okay.
Cannot respect your feelings and cannot communicate.
Well, that's all, yeah. That's,
can't you handle those two kids?
That's
my
where
God.
You started. Can't that's you? Where you started and you ended there too. That's great.
Someone who isn't in touch with their emotions certainly can't respect yours. That's for damn sure.
Well, that's how that goes.
That's what it says.
That's exactly how that
if
goes.
If something is wrong and you wish to talk about it, they brush it off like it's nothing.
That's right.
Well,
that's
you got that
right.
Life insurance number handy, by the way.
Okay, so what's coming up next?
That's it. That was number seven.
No, I mean, what's next?
Strong storms in Kansas last night.
Flooding in Lubbock yesterday.
Flooding in Lubbock last night at 6:30.
Storms in Colorado, storms in Kansas.
80-mile-an-hour winds across Abilene, Kansas. We've been there.
We have?
Downtown Abilene. We stopped and ate at that nice restaurant.
That was Abilene?
Yep. Yes.
I didn't think that was Abilene.
Yes, when we said, this is a cool town, you're like, yeah, we've never been here before. Yeah. They had hail, heavy rain, baseball-size hail, and 80-mile-an-hour winds. Abilene, Kansas.
Wow.
Main Street, we said, was really nice.
We did. We did like that.
We dodged all the storms, and we went through Abilene.
Oh, we didn't stay in Salina?
No.
Okay.
Abilene, Kansas.
Hmm.
No, Salina.
Okay.
Two pilots died yesterday when their jet crashed, bound for Texas.
Oh, really? Yes.
Yeah, you knew that.
Yes. They were going to pick up somebody.
In the Dominican Republic.
Yes, they were headed to, I think, Puerto Rico, right? To pick up somebody? To pick up a former Major League Baseball catcher, I believe. And after takeoff, they called back that there was an emergency and they didn't make it back.
The crew declared an emergency shortly after takeoff.
Yes, and they didn't make it back. They crashed.
Nope.
And they don't really know what happened. They don't know what was wrong. They're trying to figure that out.
Here's my joke of the day.
Oh!
Since I made you laugh, we got to keep that up. A rich man is called a sugar daddy. What is a poor man called?
Oh, this should be good. I can't wait to hear this one.
No, I'm asking you.
I don't know. What is he
do?
Called? A poor man called? What is he called?
A wallet full of cash.
A sugar daddy and a poor man is called a
I made
wallet
that up.
Full of cash. Okay.
No, you're supposed to say what a poor man is called, what you think it is.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not a punchline then. That's just... I don't know. Where's the tambourine?
I'm done with the tambourine.
Oh, you threw the
tambourine.
The tambourine
has now been fired.
The tambourine man has left the room.
Every Tuesday night, Channel 5 Kansas City says... News Channel 5, KC Mo. A group of volunteers load up a food truck and go to Washington Square Park and they deliver food to the homeless. They haven't missed a week in 8 years.
Really? Every week they do that?
Every Tuesday night.
Wow, good for them.
Tonight.
So that's tonight.
Yep. They go load up a food truck, go to the old park there, and doesn't matter if it's rain, shine, snow, tornadoes, or whatever.
Oh, and they got a lot of weather there.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. They set it up with tables and some air conditioner units.
Good for them that they do that. Who's talking about that? A news station?
News Channel 5 KCTV.
Wow. And they just get out there and do it every week.
Yes, yeah, they don't care.
That's really cool that they do that.
Well, that Tennessee semi is no longer around after it blew up with the old fireworks yesterday.
They said it was a pickup truck pulling a trailer.
Oh yeah, it was. Yeah. Looks like a 3/4 ton.
Yeah, and the somehow the fireworks got ignited and. Yeah, and it's just sitting there on the highway, and there's traffic stopped on both sides, and there's just fireworks shooting out of it. That was interesting to watch.
We had to park in the parking garage at Arlington for the Rangers Media Day.
Yeah.
And we're going back to the old car on the fourth floor, 4301, I think the number was. Anyway, well, I look over, and what do I see? A street Toyota license plate holder.
Yep, right there in Arlington.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, dang.
That's really something to see that all
I'm
the
like,
way over
wow,
there.
A little
parked
Toyota
right across from
there.
Us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Tech quarterback Brendan Sorsby is in the news.
I'm not sure how I feel about that decision that the court made. I'm not sure what the whole argument was. I still believe once you've bet on sports, especially your own teams, that's it. You're done.
Avon B said, looks like a little food truck today here.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah.
Rahino's will be in town, 11 to 1, Avon B said.
Yeah, so there'll
be. How does she know that and we don't?
There's going to be a food truck in town today, so look for that.
They do a good job.
Yes.
Bunch of good Olton country folks.
Yeah.
You didn't ask me about my dream about Roger Staubach.
Oh, you had a dream? Well, tell me about your dream.
Yeah, a little bit ago I said I had a dream about Rog, and we're talking about the Cowboys.
I didn't catch that. So what was your dream?
That Roger and I were just hanging out in Dallas, and he took me around to some of his investors for his real estate.
Did you talk to them about buying a radio station right here in Dimmitt, Texas?
I wanted to buy WBAP 820 AM.
820 AM. That's a good signal.
The blowtorch of Fort Worth.
Oh, is that the one that's downtown? That's that we've looked in the window of?
No. That was the ranch.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know where BAP is. It's licensed to Fort Worth, but I think it's in Dallas.
Oh, in Metroplex. Dallas. I'm from Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, Wayne Cleveland said when he was in the Metroplex a week or two ago, he was listening to BAP.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's an AM radio guy.
Oh, he loves AM, man.
Yeah.
I hate FM, so I like AM.
Yeah, you're not an FM radio guy.
FM is a waste of money and engineering fees.
People have no idea the cost of running an FM station. It is unreal.
Just electricity alone will make you go
broke. Electricity alone can be, depending on the station and how much power they have, it can be between $5 and $10,000 a month.
Just to give it to XL Energy.
Just for the electricity to run that thing.
To run the damn thing.
Yeah. And even the newer transmitters that are much more efficient and run better, it's still that expensive. So, FM stations are really expensive.
Did you know that 11 years ago?
Had no idea. Didn't. And most people don't. That's like, when people talk about the radio stations that are going off the air, you know, if you we follow some of these pages on Facebook, and they talk about, oh, it's these corporate radio stations, they're the ones that are ruining radio. But the truth is, most people don't even know who owns the radio station. They just turn it on and listen.
We ran into some people that said that.
Yeah, we don't know who, you know. Well, and when we tell people we own a radio station, I've never met anyone who owned a radio station. I'm like, I haven't either.
Your
I'm the only person I know that owns a radio station.
Oh, who told the waitress that or something?
The waitress, she had considered getting into broadcasting, too. She probably would have been good at it
because
she had a good personality. At that little restaurant in the Rangers, they had all the banners for the Texas Rangers in there.
Oh, yeah, the one
that
lived
was on
in
Saturday.
Utah or somewhere.
Yeah, she was from Utah and moved. Her husband was from Arlington.
She was hilarious. She has 10 kids or something.
She has like five? Five kids or six kids?
I don't
remember.
But every time she takes the kids somewhere, he's like stalking her. What are you doing over there getting ice cream?
He follows her on the GPS. Yeah, because when she buys something, it'll show up on their account. What are you doing there? $30 at the Mr. Smoothie over there. I'm like, where else can you? I think she has six kids. I said, where else can you take six kids and get them something for $30? She said, I know, exactly. That's why I was there.
But man, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I used to stalk you when you went shopping.
Yes.
Like, hey,
remember,
what are you doing over there?
I remember one time I went shopping and I was spending like $100 at a store. Oh, really? $100? And I'm like, really?
Hey,
really?
You notice I don't do that anymore.
No, you don't, because
I
made sure you didn't do that anymore.
I don't give a damn.
Because that's not your job. Okay,
yeah.
Everybody have a great day.
I
Thanks
was
for
bored.
Tuning in Todd Nancy in the Morning and the Agriplex Report.
You do things when you're bored you wouldn't normally do.
Yeah, and then when your wife tells you what she thinks of that, then you don't do it again,
okay.
Whether you're bored or not.
All right.
Stay tuned to KDHN all day, every day. It is the best radio station in the Texas Panhandle. 1470 AM, 102.7 FM. Keep it locked in. It's the best station. We know it. You know it. Keep it locked in. We'll be back in the morning.